This is Border Crossings, radio's number one request hour. And now, your host, Larry London.
Hello again. Welcome to Monday. Welcome to the start of another week and the beginning of our program. We're happy to have you with us here on Border Crossings. And we've got Lynn answering the calls at 202-619-2077. She told me she was doing some weightlifting over the weekend, so she is ready to pick up the receiver and greet you and take your request. 202-619-2077. And we'll start off today's request show for Liberia with a request that came in from JJ, who called in last week. Here's Maroon 5 and Cardi B with Girls Like You.
Spent 24 hours, I need more hours with you. You spent the weekend getting even, ooh. We spent the late nights making things right between us. But now it's all good, babe. Roll that backwood, babe, and play me close. 'Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. On the last flight to you, I took a whole day up trying to get way up. Ooh. We spent the daylight trying to make things right between us. And now it's all good, babe. Roll that backwood, babe. You play me close. Yeah, this girl's like.
Maybe it's 6:45, maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time, yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk, maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
Not too long ago, I was dancing for dollars. No, it's really real if I let you be my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. But every other girl you meet is too gazy. I'm sure them other girls were nice enough, but you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Cardi, Cardi. Coming rev it up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now doing 20 over the limit. The red light, stop. I don't play when it comes to my heart, let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more of white horses and carriage. I need you right here, 'cause every time you fall, I play with this kitty like you play with your guitar.
Those girls like you, those like you. Guys like me, so when I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you, girl, girl like you.
Border Crossings, and that is a new one from Maroon 5 with Cardi B that's been doing well off of Maroon 5's Red Pill Blues album, their newest album. JJ in Liberia asked us to play Girls Like You. Adam Levine was asked to kind of define the sound of Maroon 5, and he said, I don't know what we're doing anymore. He said, quite honestly, we've changed sounds. We've changed directions. We've done some R&B influenced music. We've done some pop, a little rock. He said, we're all over the place, but it's fun and he's enjoying it. There's been talk that he might do a solo album. He won't confirm or deny that fact, but they started off as an a cappella group in college together in Los Angeles at UCLA. They were once known as Kara's Flowers, and much like Pentatonix and the groups on Glee and things of that nature and Pitch Perfect, that's where Maroon 5 got their start, in college singing together. And speaking of Cardi B, she got a couple of new additions over the weekend. No, not more babies, but she did buy two brand new his and hers Lamborghinis. One for her, one for him. Hers is blue, his is green. He's offset for Migos, her husband. They are the parents of Culture, who was born a few weeks ago. They posted a photo of the new Lamborghinis over the weekend, and the caption said, blessed and gifted. So congratulations to them. Devin in Guyana checked in to say hello to us here on Border Crossing. So hello back at you, Devin, and thank you so much for checking in with us at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Mesvin Yagezu said hi. And Senna Marshall Isaac is always listening, made a request. Lax and Jarkes, Nathaniel Salungwe said hi, it's morning here. Cletus Clarks is with us. Tim Bergling, whose real name is Anas from Liberia, but he took Tim Bergling's name. Tim Bergling is the real name of Avicii, who passed away a few months ago, the great DJ Avicii. Charity Derby is with us today. We heard from Ferrucci L, who is a new listener. Hello to Ferrucci, and I thank you. Ferrucci's real name is Edith in Ghana on 98.1. I heard from McCruz Ed. That's the name is on the Facebook page, McCruz Ed, who said he lives in Texas. He's from Ghana originally. Thank you for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Welcome to our show. We'll give you an update on Demi Lovato in just a little bit. Here's a song request from Edwina, who is in Sierra Leone listening to Border Crossings. Longtime listener. She loves the show. We love Edwina. Thank you very much, Edwina, for your request. Demi Lovato, and this one's called Give Your Heart a Break. You've got Border Crossings.
The day I first met you, you told me you never fall in love. Now that I get you, I know fear is what it really was. Now here we are, so close, yet so far. Have not passed the test. When will you realize? Baby, I'm not like the rest. Don't wanna break your heart, wanna give your heart a break. I know you're scared it's wrong, like you might make a mistake. There's just one life to live, and there's no time to wait, to wait. So let me give your heart a break, give your heart a break. Let me give your heart a break, your heart a break. Oh yeah, yeah. On Sunday, you went home alone. There were tears in your eyes. I called your cell phone. Give you
told me you never fall in love.
Border Crossings, VOA.
I don't know why I even try, but you don't want this no more. I would rather leave before I hurt you. And I would have died long ago if I ain't had my faith. I see you starting to hate me, I see it in your face. My home don't feel like home, just like my heart is empty. Change your number on your phone, so when I call you ain't gotta listen. And all your girls think that I ain't, and they the same ones lost in the club. And bitches is basic. Now I'm number one that's lost in love. I can't take it. I'm on a knee. You're gonna see a grown man cry. I won't lie.
You gon' let me drown. I see you happen now. You're the life of the party, acting now. Ain't seen you in months. You ain't called me once. And all your boys say that I ain't. And they the same ones lost in the club. Niggas is basic. Yeah. And I'm the one who lost in love. And I can't take it. I'm on my knees. Don't you hate to see me?
Crossings, requests and dedications, Chris Brown and Brandy. And that's a request for Naka Emanuel's called Do Better. And Naka said, play it for Zachlin, Zach Waku, A. and Donna Pever, Mercy Chima. Thanks for listening to everybody. Naka, thank you for being so thoughtful. Chris Brown made a performance appearance over the weekend on stage at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And so he did a little performance, and he brought his daughter, Royalty, on stage to sing with him. So he's getting his little daughter, Royalty, ready for a career in show business. And meanwhile, speaking of Brandy has just been confirmed to be a regular cast member on the Fox TV show Star for its second season. So congratulations to Brandy. She's been on Broadway, appearing in a number of different performances. She's been traveling around the United States with a musical performance. And she's been doing a whole bunch of different stuff. She was on Cinderella, which was a TV film movie she made. I Know What You Did Last Summer she made. She's been on TV game shows. So Brandy keeps herself busy. And, of course, her brother's Ray J. So it's a very famous family. Now, I mentioned before we heard the music from Chris Brown and Brandy about Demi Lovato that I would bring you the latest on Demi Lovato, so I'll do just that. Basically, her friends are now saying that she almost died, that it's a lot more serious than anybody realizes. The overdose really was very, very serious, and also that Demi Lovato really hit rock bottom a few months ago when she actually fell off the wagon, when she actually had a setback with her rehabilitation from alcoholism, because she's an alcoholic and she's, you know, trying to stay sober. She announced she was celebrating her sixth year sober. But then shortly thereafter, she took a drink. She had a drink of alcohol. She cried on stage. She sang a song that she released this year called Sober, which talks about making a mistake. Mama, I'm sorry. And so, you know, Demi was struggling. Unbeknownst to those around her, she was really struggling. And she's always had some self-image issues. She just doesn't like what she sees in the mirror. And so she's tried her best to overcome that, but that's been an issue that she's been dealing with for many, many years. And so, the folks close to her now, her family, her friends, they are asking for privacy. That's the biggest thing that she needs right now in her life is privacy and a chance to heal. That is the most important thing. Everybody step back. There's been a lot of misinformation spread around. So let's give her some time. Just give her a chance to get better and heal, because that's the number one priority. Now, I do have an Ariana Grande song coming up. And speaking of Demi Lovato, Ariana Grande's mom, Joan, very, very outspoken about her concerns about Demi Lovato, because she said that Demi was an inspiration to her family, that Ariana's brother, Frankie Grande, had alcoholism issues, and it became really, really bad after the Manchester bombing during her sister's concert in London. And so she said that Demi was very supportive and called to see how Frankie was. And so she said that it's very sad and it's tragic, and Ariana loves Demi, and so everybody's pulling for her. Here's Ariana Grande, and this is a request from Toloto Brian Magosi, and he's in Botswana listening to Border Crossing. So here's your request for Ariana Grande and God is a Woman.
You love how I move you, you love how I touch you, my one. When all is said and done, you will believe God is a woman, and I feel it after midnight, a feeling that you can't fight, my one. It lingers when we're done, you believe God is a woman. I don't wanna waste no time, yeah. You ain't got a one-track mind, yeah. Have it any way you like, yeah.
Border Crossings. Call now, 202-619-2077.
Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.
Stone. his bills.
Hey, Mama, folks say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Well, well.
Crossings, Tempt and Temptations of Motown. From Motown to Yotown. That is a request from Randall, who is in Seattle, Washington, listening to our stream at voanews.com. And that's called Papa Was a Rolling Stone. And stereogum.com did a story, which I was just reading, where they ranked some of the top number one songs of all time in pop music history. And they went back to the 50s to do this, and they kind of just kind of did a review based on sales and other kind of chart history and response to the song from listeners and whatnot. And the number one song on their list from 1965 was The Temptations' My Girl. That was number one. Temptations, according to StereoGum.com. And I want to say thank you very much for the request and the dedication to Randall. Thank you. We appreciate you listening to Border Crossings here on the Voice of America. I'm Larry London by your side, and we would like to welcome Stanley Stevens to our program. He made a request from Zambia. J.J. Satia is listening and said, my radio's locked into the best program ever here in Liberia. So thank you. We heard from Mbao Bill Gavers. Cutest photo on Facebook I've ever seen. Well, it depends on your definition of cute. It's a little baby, itty-bitty baby, but the little itty baby has a marijuana joint in his mouth. So, I mean, and, you know, depends on your definition of cute. But I find it funny. Maybe you won't find it funny. And let's see, Senna's listening. Let's see, who else have we heard from? So many people checking in with us. Kamo Ibrahim, Sheriff Zocklin is tuned in. Saidu Bangura said, I love Border Crossings. Brian Cabasso, Zach Waku, Amara Henry. We heard from Ephraim Marawi, Kwajo Kwarteng Seth, Joe Nditeritu is tuned into the program. Jaro Ali Nene, longtime listener. May K. Dopp said hello. So thank you to May K. Dopp. Etienne Habu Mugisha, Abdul Aziz Kasali. So Abdul Kaziz or Abdul Fatah, Abdul Aziz. Thank you. And Shayem Jr. is tuned into our show as well. So or Shayem. So thank you, everybody, for going to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London, making all those requests and calling in 202-619-2077 to request songs from Lynn. And I will be telling you about the Now 67 CD giveaway in just a couple of minutes. So hang around for that. Here's a request from a listener named Audi Lane. And Audi Lane said, I've been listening for 3 years to Border Crossings, and I miss Glee. I used to love that TV show. Well, you know what? I'm with you. Glee was on Fox Television from 2009 to 2015. And it all took place at William McKinley High School, the Glee Club. It was a fictitious school. But nonetheless, quite a talented cast of actors and actresses on that show. Diana Agron, Chris Colfer, Jesselyn Gilsig, Jane Lynch, who's a veteran in the business, Kevin McHale, Leah Michelle, who just got engaged, just announced over the weekend an engagement to a guy named Zandy Reich. So congratulations to Leah Michelle. Corey Monteith was one of the stars of the show. He passed away in 2013 from a drug overdose. Very talented group of actors and singers and performers. And so Audi Lane wants me to play a song from the Glee cast. And this is one of the earlier hits from one of the very early episodes. And this kind of established them as a superpower on television because this was the real deal. They really sound good. Here they are with the a cappella version of Don't Stop Believin', a Journey hit. It's Glee on Border Crossings.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going
late. Sure. Eat this.
Michael Jackson, Black or White for everybody in Nairobi, Kenya. Tuned in to 107.5 FM. Joe Indaritu requested that song right here on Border Crossings. I want to say hello to Kamo Ibrahim Sharif, who is listening right now to us in Sierra Leone. Driving around, he has his radio plugged into his ears and listening to 102.4 FM. And he said, I'm in a poda. A poda is a minibus, and I'm going from class home. And I'm listening to you. So thank you, Kamo Ibrahim Sharif. Gino Gaetano checking in from Kuwait. And he listens, and everyone in Kuwait listens to 96.9 FM for the hour. We're here. Each and every day, it's Border Crossings. Now, Michael Jackson's estate still dealing with a tax issue. An issue that's been going on for about 5 years that involves Michael Jackson's face. And all of the marketing that has been done with Michael Jackson's likeness on T-shirts and lunchboxes and backpacks and coffee mugs and you name it, anything with Michael's face on it, it has a price, a value. And they're saying that the family earned about $50 million from Michael's likeness. Meanwhile, the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, has a different number in mind. They're looking at $161 million in value. So that's where the dispute's been, and it's been ongoing for 5 years, trying to resolve exactly how much is owed by the Jackson family to the Internal Revenue Service. All right, coming up next, French Montana. who sang a big hit, which we're going to play for you, called Unforgettable, that features Sway Lee. And this is a request from Imrik Daugherty, who's listening to Border Crossings and wants this dedicated to an inmate at Queen Street, Waterloo in Sierra Leone. Now, I'm wondering, is it a prison, a jail, an inmate? So that's what I'm assuming, because it really doesn't say much beyond that. But here is French Montana on Border Crossings. He's originally from Morocco. And this is Unforgettable. You're listening to Border Crossings right here on The Voice of America.
Crossings. The world is listening.
Tell you the way I'm feeling. explaining the way I'm feeling for all the jealousy I caused you. Snake's the reason why I'm trying to hide. As for all the things you taught me, it sends my future into clearer dimensions.
Love that song. I loved Simply Red. Mick Hucknall, the lead singer of Simply Red, he has red hair. That's where they got the name. And he retired. They disbanded, but a lot of hits. I had a chance to meet him when I was living in Hong Kong. Nice guy. And what a great sound. I love their sound. And that's a request from Instagram, Wesley Ballin. Thank you very much for giving me the chance to play Stars by Simply Red here on Border Crossings. And Wesley's a longtime listener. He found us on our new Instagram page. I want to say hello to Cindy in D.C. Hello, Cindy. She's listening to us right here in Washington, D.C., so I say hi, Cindy. Amara Henry checked in. I heard from Erman, Einur, and Rommel, who are in Kuwait. And Moses Sirigo, who is in Uganda. Moses was asking me about Madonna's birthday. That's August 16th. She turned 60. We've got a Border Crossing special planned on the air to celebrate Madonna's special. Also in August, we're going to be giving away the Now 67 CD with Maroon 5, Post Malone, Shawn Mendes, Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez. The list goes on and on and on. And if you want to win, you got to be listening. Just that simple. If you want to win the Now 67 CD, you have to tune us in. We had a big milestone over the weekend, so I want to thank you who are listening for making the milestone happen. Our Facebook page topped 16,000 likes over the weekend, so thank you so much. Now, keep in mind, it's not a big number for a 24-hour operation, but it is a very big number for a one-hour program. So thank you very much for your support and for liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. If you haven't liked the page, well, there's no excuse.
Open up.
No excuses. That is Meghan Trainor from her album Treat Myself that goes on sale August 31st. She was asked about her thoughts regarding her friend Demi Lovato. She said, "I wish I had known. I wish I had known that she was struggling as much as she was." Thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings today. We're out of time and we're out of space. We got to vacate Studio 4 so the next program can take over. We'll be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal. Thank you, Wagner, our engineer, Vince, our director, and Lynn, our producer. My name is Larry London, and we'll do this again tomorrow. So bring some friends along here on Border Crossings. This is the VOA1 Music Network.